We come to the highlight of any award ceremony, the MVP, the Most Valuable Player Award, presented to the player judged to be the most valuable to the team in outstanding play on the ice, leadership behind the scenes, and hard work to constantly improve. Now, the last three winners of this award, Josh Getty, Colton Anderson, and Evan Engram, are great examples of all those traits. This year's winner joins their ranks in the annals of Colts history. The 2020 Mountain View Colts MVP is Travis Girard.
The Lightning chance to regroup in their own zone. Now puck taken away by Getty, barreling in, takes the shot. Kelly with the stop. Girard bangs it in on the rebound. A giveaway by the defense. Getty got the first shot. Kelly stopped it, couldn't find the rebound in front of him. Girard bangs that one in. The shoulder shrug on the way to the bench as he is Johnny on the spot. And a big one makes it 2-0, 42 seconds into the period. Now, with it in the zone is Girard. He goes top shelf and scores! Oh my goodness, Travis Girard shorthanded as the penalty had expired for Airdrie, so they had the power play. Girard just gets the puck in the zone, turns and fires, puts one up over the shoulder of Jackson Little, and Travis Girard with a big-time goal here. That makes it 10-3. Girard up over the line, takes a shot. It's blocked. Back for Klink. In! Shot that one wide. On the sideboards here. Pinching in on it is Houchin. Trying to get it to Getty in the corner. It comes free for Girard. Girard comes out, takes a shot. That one blocked. Backhander, he scores! The Colts break through with 7:54 to play, and it's Travis Girard. Hard work all night long from this line, and they are rewarded on a backhand beauty from Travis Girard.
Penalty has expired, and as Barron said, we are even strength. Getty back to the point for Rothenbusch.
Takes the shot. They score on the tip. Rothenbusch let the shot go. Sawicki was down looking for a call, but Rothenbusch let the shot go. Girard with the tip, and the Colts have the lead with a minute 14 to play.
I think we just got to do the same thing. Dump it in, chase that puck hard, bang lots of bodies in their end, and keep shooting on this goalie. Eventually, they're going to keep going in just like they did tonight.
Travis Girard, 32 games this season, put up 17 goals, 18 assists in 12 playoff games. He scored 11 goals, added 11 assists. He joins us live from back home in Saskatchewan. And Travis, first off, congratulations on being named this year's Colts MVP. What does it mean for you to take home this honor?
I mean, yeah, it's a pretty special honor. I enjoyed every second I got to play with these boys. They mean a lot to me. And to get this award this year, it really means a lot, being my last year of junior hockey.
And we've talked before about kind of the incredible story of your path to the Colts. You joined the team last year after being invited by your college roommate, Corbin Houchin. You're a huge part of last year's reverse sweep of Red Deer. You come back again for another go-around this season. Your playoff performance, another incredible one, including the game-winning goal in the game that saw the Colts eliminate the Airdrie Thunder this year. You made a lot of memories in the last two seasons, and it all starts with an invite from your roommate. So what can you say about your path to this team and what it turned into for you?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to put into words. I just maybe wish I would have listened to Corbin a little earlier just to come to the team. But you know what? I'm just glad he kept convincing me, and I'm glad I did come when I did. And I'm glad I met every single one of these guys. They're all great. Every single one of them means something to me. And I'm going to be obviously in touch with every single one of them the rest of my life. Like, once you play with these guys and what we've been through these last two seasons, it means a lot, and you're never going to forget those times.
For you personally, what are some of the highlights that you're going to remember of your time with the Colts?
Oh, for sure. Obviously, that Red Deer series last year, that was absolutely crazy. And just those Airdrie games, you know, we just had such a rivalry and a hatred for them that beating them this year couldn't have meant any more to us. And yeah, just those big games, I mean, those are always fun to play with. And this group of guys, you obviously get amped up for it. And beating teams like that in tight situations, it's always great, and that's what hockey's about.
Now, we've talked with the other graduating players about how this season ended and how it's a strange way to have to say goodbye to junior hockey. What can you say about your fellow graduates this year, Corbin Houchin, Josh Getty, and Alan Klink, and how your final year played out?
Yeah, I mean, the end of this kind of sucked, as we were putting in a pretty good run with Sylvan there, and we had a good chance at it, and I think we were really going to amp it up here these last few games. But, I mean, I guess we can't change it, so it is what it is. And, yeah, I just hope they all have the best season, maybe go on to play some senior hockey if they are, or if not, just make sure they carry hockey out with them. And I don't know, they're great guys, and the Colts are obviously going to miss them too.
Travis, we thank you so much for taking the time to join us this evening. Again, congrats on being named MVP, and we wish you all the best in the future, Travis.
Thank you.